This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Drug Enforcement Agency is moving to reclassify cannabis as a less dangerous drug. John Schroyer is senior reporter for Green Market Report in Denver. Schroyer says the change will help small businesses save money.
One of the biggest benefits is tax savings for state legal cannabis companies, because one of the things that rescheduling, moving cannabis to Schedule 3, one of the things that it accomplishes is it nullifies a really arcane bit of the federal tax code called 280E, which prohibits any individual or company that traffics in Schedule 1 or Schedule 2 goods or substances from claiming standard business tax deductions.
Governor Polis has said the rule change would remove what he calls an unnecessary financial burden. Two Mesa County sheriff's deputies are on leave following a use of force incident with a high school student. The 21st Judicial District announced an independent team would be investigating the action. Footage of the incident circulated on social media last week, showing a deputy taking the student to the ground while another threatened that the student could be tased if he didn't comply. Paid leave is standard during such investigations, which are led by law enforcement officers from other agencies. Police in the North Denver suburb of Thornton say two people are dead after they led officers on a chase early Tuesday. Thornton police say officers followed a car with a missing license plate into nearby Lakewood. They say someone in the car fired at officers during that pursuit. Police fatally shot both people when they got out of the car. The officers involved are on leave. The clouds move in across Colorado with a chance for rain this evening. Around Metro Denver and along the Front Range, rain and overnight snow in the mountains. And across Colorado, it's cooler temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.